Manu Sirilagi, 6 tries against Georgia. Martin Johnson said it was a sloppy performance. What did you make of it?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, for me it was a disappointing performance against Georgia. You know, we got in a good start and then, you know, kind of give away a lot of penalties and, you know, in the back foot again. But, you know, for me, we got the win, and there's a lot to improve, and that's what we're going to do this week, and, you know, to get a win against Georgia. You know, it was tough, but, you know, a win is a win, and, you know, we look forward to the next game.
Yes, indeed, and you scored a try slicing through the midfield. Was that a sort of pre-planned move at all, a call, or did you just spot the gap and decide you could step in on that shoulder?
It was a pretty cool move, but I saw there's a massive gap, so shout out for it, and you know, luckily get a try.
Yeah, they barely got a hand on you, did they? Now, new centre partner in Shontaine Harpy, but the halfbacks were, you know, Toby Flood and Ben Youngs, both partners at Leicester, which must bring you some familiarity. Do you feel more comfortable with those guys playing than perhaps you will do with Johnny Wilkinson and Richard Wigglesworth? Obviously, Toby Flood stands flatter. How does it affect your game?
For me, you know, I love playing with those guys. You know, don't really matter who's playing. You know, I just love playing with all the guys in the you know, the 30-man squad. You know, we've got a pretty good squad, so, you know, it don't really matter who's get picked. For me, I just love to play against with them.
Yeah, certainly. And you seem very natural on the ball, like many Pacific Islanders often are. You seem born with a rugby ball. Given that talent, where do you think you might have room to improve?
You know, there's still a lot of things, you know, to improve. On all the game round, really, you know, passing, you know, maybe kicking. So there's still a lot to learn, but, you know, that's, you know, you learn every day and try and get something to your head.
Yeah, absolutely. But you think maybe your kicking game is an area that you could improve?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I don't really kick much in the game, but maybe something we work on with Dave.
Okay, and what other centres are there sort of worldwide that maybe you've grown up liking or that you'd love to be like?
I know I watch all the rugby and I love watching guys like O'Driscoll, Matanunu, you know, all the top centres. You know, they're very, very good, and you know, for me, just get my head down and try to be good.
Excellent. England face Romania on Saturday then. Are we expecting 3 from 3?
For us, you know, Romania's going to be, you know, the same team as the Georgia play, you know, very physical, very direct, and for us, we've got to, you know, focus on the contact and, you know, you know, discipline, and you know, yeah, so it's going to be tough, but, you know, hopefully it'll be a good game.
Yeah, we hope so. Well, finally, Tigers back home. They're in an unfamiliar 8th position after a couple of close losses. Anthony Allen and Billy Twelvetrees manning the centres in your absence. Have you been in contact with them at all?
Not really, you know. I'm not spoken to them for a while, but, you know, it seems to go all right. But it's just, you know, unlucky to, you know, to lose the 1 point or drop goal or something. But, you know, we got a win last weekend, which was good, and hopefully we'll start rolling from there.
Yes, absolutely, the away win at Kingston Park. And news that Thomas Waldrum has left to come out here and cover Nick Easter. I know Richard Cockerell was hoping he'd be holding on to him there for a few more years until he discovered that grandmother in his ranks. So he's likely to be a big loss for the club at a fairly crucial time.
Oh, you know, Thomas Waldrum is a top player, and you know, I'm really, really tough for him to get a call, and you know, hopefully, you know, something good will happen for him.
And you had a lot of England fans coming down to get autographs today. There's obviously a lot of Tigers fans at home who'll be cheering you on. What was that like for you to see those fans there today?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, got a sign there, pretty much all the autographs for them. You know, they come all the way to watch us. You know, we have to give something back to them, and, you know, stay around and see them, and, you know, of course, sign and take pictures. You know, but, you know, that's part of it, and you know, don't mind doing that at all. That's awesome.
And what would your message be to the Tigers and England fans back home?
Just keep believing.
Brilliant. Keep up with the belief. Manu Tuilagi, thanks very much for your time.
No problem.